going to the store, etc. Third one is when you are talking to someone younger than you. It is not just a few years, but there has to be a significant years. And again, the tone is very formal. It's used more among men than women. A basic sentence structure in Korean goes as follows. Subject plus predicate. And inside that predicate structure, the verb always comes last, and the object, whether it's direct or indirect, comes before the verb, unlike English. Adverbs will also come before verbs, as you will see in Lesson 5, Modifiers, Adjectives, and Adverb section. 안녕하세요. Hello. 고마워요. 고맙습니다. Thank you. 감사합니다. Thank you. 천만에요. You're welcome. 네. Yes. 아니요. No. 미안해요. 미안합니다. I'm sorry. 죄송합니다. I'm sorry. 실례합니다. Excuse me. 환영해요. 환영합니다. Welcome. 오래간만이에요. It's been a long time. 반가워요. 반갑습니다. It's nice to see/meet you. 처음 뵙겠습니다. Nice to meet you. 모르겠어요. I don't know. 잘 모르겠어요. I don't know very well. 내, my, 제, my, 이름, 성함, name. 내 이름은 알렉스예요. 내 이름은 알렉스입니다. 제 이름은 알렉스입니다. My name is Alex. 안녕히 가세요. 잘 가요. Goodbye. F indicates formal. H, honorific, showing respect and deference, for instance, when speaking to elders. You will notice from the onset that 에요 and 해요 are more informal and 씁니다, 합니다, 입니다 are far more formal. By how the sentences end, you can detect the tone of deference. 입니다 is more formal. 에요 is short for 이에요. Number 1. 미안합니다. You will notice that the subject is missing even though it means I'm sorry. This is a common occurrence in Korean where subject is often omitted in the sentence. It can be omitted for the sake of simplicity. Because the subject-verb agreement is not necessary, the subject is easily omitted and understood within the context. Number 2. 성함. In Korean, you use different nouns for the same thing to show respect, such as name. If you are speaking to someone unfamiliar, elder, or you're dealing with a customer, you would say 성함, not 이름. Number 3. 네. It is short for 나에. Anytime you indicate possession, you add the word 에 to the noun or pronoun. If you will notice the sentence 내 이름은 알렉스예요. 이름 has a supporting consonant, 받침, 미음, which sounds like an M. The actual pronunciation of 이름은 sounds like 이름은 because of the alighting effect of the 받침. Also, on the third example, 제 was used for the word my. That is honorific, polite form. Subject markers. A subject always follows a marker, 은 or 는, or 이